out of the trailer. Well, actually, it doesn't take it out of the trailer because the original fridge also ran it over the coils and heated it. So it was like running a furnace inside a trailer, so your air conditioning was working overtime.
Oh, yeah,
what I did is I made a louvered panel, or got a vintage louvered panel for the outside, and then boxed off the top of the fridge to keep that heat from coming in, and then I flip the door open when I'm in really hot areas and seal off that grill on the front face of the bottom of the fridge, and that way it takes air from outside and it runs it up and then it goes out that louvered thing. But yeah, you're right, Tim, it certainly can go through the floor, and quite frankly you get cooler air from the ground than you would from outside anyway.
Yeah, and it's worth a shot. It's no harm, you know, to try it before you damage the side or, you know, punch the side. And mine's working fine. So, Gary, I would say go for it. And another little trick I heard, if I'm wrong, Colin, you can let me know, is when you put your fridge in there, a lot of times if there's too much of a gap between the back wall in your fridge where air can kind of get around the fins, that people put like a piece of aluminum kind of against the wall, then bow it out and around to kind of direct the air toward the fins. You follow what I'm trying to describe?
Yeah, for sure. And quite frankly, I bought something, this manual that this gentleman that had been working on fridges forever, rebuilt them, installed them, and he said most of, you know, he went through a lot of grief learning this, but he says most of the problems he's ever seen on these fridges are actually installation problems that cause the fridges not to work efficiently. And even, you know, like the factory put them in incorrectly. Certainly, exactly what you're describing was one of his major changes that he would do, and he would test that right off the bat to see how the efficiency went up. And more often than not, it did, because he got basically the Venturi effect, where he got a lot more air flowing through those fins at a faster rate. And he said it worked really well. It sort of sounds crazy, but in reality, the distance between the wall and the fin is really not helping you.
Right, right. And my fins are like right up against the wall on mine. So that's probably what is helping mine. Plus, I did go with a modern day, really big roof vent. Roof vent.
You mean on the roof?
On the roof, yes.
Yeah.
The other thing here is the 65 Caravelle. So it's not like the ambassadors or the sovereigns that, you know, you got a 5-foot-high fridge either as far as how much air you got to move up and down. The Caravelle, if it's under the counter like it was originally, it's only like a 2-foot-high, 3-foot-high unit. It's not very big.
Right.
And so it's not, you know, with knowing that small size, if it's coming from the bottom or on the side, it's probably not going to affect it nearly as much as it would if it was a fridge calling for it. You know, it's a 5 or 6 foot high fridge.
Yep. All right, guys. Let's see. Let's get see if we can get Frank in here. I don't know if he's ready or not. Oh, can I just drag him? Looks like I can. See what the update to the 64 is. Frank, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you great. We got Rob.
We can hear you now.
All right. Sorry, I had to turn off the music real quick.
Yeah, I know. It's always a surprise when we're going to actually call you. You never know how these two are going to chew the fat, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I do know how that goes. Sometimes Rob alerts me to chewing of the fat, and I just wonder how it's been chewed.
So we're looking for an update on your 64 double door Sovereign.
Oh, well, I should probably pull my blog up real quick. I shut everything down real quick.